Well, good morning, everybody. What a beautiful 4th of July we celebrate today. As is our custom, I'll start you with your weekly Pope trivia. The first 33 popes were all martyred, and at least I read it on the internet. I haven't fact-checked it yet. But the 34th pope was a guy named Mark, Pope Mark. I didn't even know we had a Pope Mark. And Pope Mark, one of his big achievements in his papacy was kind of coming up with a martyrology of all of his predecessors. And so Chesterton said, what terrible keys, you know, that the Pope, because they all seem to have been dying, the first 33 of them anyway. So there's your Pope trivia of the week. What I'm really thinking about this weekend is our psalm and this beautiful kind of encouragement from the Lord, this call from our Lord to have our eyes always fixed on the face of Christ. And probably that jumped out at me because just a few days ago I watched this movie. I doubt most of you have ever heard of it. It's called Henry Poole Is Here. And it's this story of this kind of cranky, unhappy atheist who moves into this house, into the neighborhood that he had grown up in. Turns out he had recently been diagnosed with a terminal illness, and he moves into this house and struggling with alcoholism, all these sorts of things, just a very unhappy individual. Well, there's this really pious Catholic who lives next door, and she's like the queen of the neighborhood. And she, as soon as he moves in, she lives next door, and she's looking over at the exterior wall of his house, this new guy's house, and she makes the sign of the cross and she gets on her knees because she believes that she sees the face of Jesus on the side of Mr. Poole's house. And she gets very excited about this, and she's this really pious Hispanic lady, and so she calls over the priest. The priest comes over, and she calls all over her friends from the church, and Mr. Poole just is not having it. He's a cranky individual. And at one point, like, she's just inviting, and these miracles begin to happen with the face of Christ. You've all heard of people who think they've seen the face of the Blessed Mother on a piece of toast, you know, or something like that. The reality is like that we're supposed to always be looking for the face of Christ, and that we're happier and healthier individuals when we're doing that. In our readings today, we have some, you know, some cases of people who failed to do that. In the gospel, Jesus is talking and preaching, and these people are hearing him, and they're, well, he's just the carpenter, you know, we don't have to look at him, we don't have to listen to him, you know. Then in our second reading, St. Paul, three times he says, I talked to the Lord about this thorn that he had given me, but then three times I begged the Lord about this, but then he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. In other words, stop looking at your thorn. Look at me. Look at my grace, right? And then at the end, he keeps talking about his weaknesses, and we can kind of come to understand that Paul has probably spent a good part of his life fixated on his weaknesses, on his mistakes, and by God, he made a lot of them, you know, but like he's fixated on all those sorts of things, you know, and comes to realize that, no, I need to be looking at Christ. The first reading from Ezekiel, the prophet Ezekiel is charged by Almighty God to go talk to this rebellious house, people who had been rebelling because they'd been fixated on how hard the rules are, on how difficult life is. And they're focused on this, on how hard it all is and all this, instead of being focused on God. And the reality is that we have lots of temptations to fixate, to place our eyes, to fix our eyes on something other than God. It happens all the time. I was thinking of kind of a few moments where I have failed. And I was thinking back to when I was in Guatemala about 10 years ago. I was there learning Spanish, you know. And I don't like beans, okay? And after a few weeks of enduring beans for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I was just kind of, you know, I was the best summer of my life, but the cuisine was difficult. at first. But I remember that we went on a field trip to Guatemala City, which was about an hour away from where we were all living. And I remember going there with a few seminarian friends of mine. And what did I find in Guatemala City? A McDonald's. And I was so happy. And I'm thinking chicken nuggets. I'm thinking, I wonder if they have honey mustard sauce in Guatemala. And then I saw a ketchup packet. And I got really excited about the ketchup packet and the French fries. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, we're at McDonald's and we're going to eat here. And so I storm up there and I order. And before, you know, like I'm with a couple of the seminarians. But then there was like, where'd the other two go? Right by the entryway to the McDonald's was a poor man, hunched over. And two of my seminarian friends were on their knees talking with him. I thought, oops. You know, I just walked right by the face of Christ because I was fixated on chicken nuggets. You know, like, what in the world? I went with the Fishers here to the to Waldron, the fireworks. And we were leaving. Tons of people. It was beautiful. I'd never seen fireworks quite like that before, and especially the fireballs and all those sorts of things. It was amazing. Tons and tons of people. I thought, I didn't know this many people fit in Waldron, Indiana, you know? And like, we're watching, and Mark Jr. over here, Mark, you make the homily this weekend, he goes, and we're driving away, and he says, wouldn't it be nice if all these people went to church? Because Mark, you said it. He goes, because something much more exciting happens at church. The bread and wine become the body and blood of Jesus. Like, this more important. Like, fireworks are great. I'm not saying they're not. But this is about a quadrillion, bajillion times better than what could ever happen at fireworks. Where is everybody? You know, like, what in the world? Our eyes, we're tempted to fixate on the flashy stuff. And miss the face of Christ. I was thinking of another way that I don't do this well, and that is that I do my daily holy hour in the Blessed Sacrament Chapel. And quite honestly, there are many times when I'm looking at this thing. I'm sitting in front of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, and I'm texting and emailing. My eyes should be fixated on the face of our Christ, not on my telephone. You know, and our temptations are endless. We found some in our readings today. I've listed a few. You know, a lot of times high school kids can be fixated on this guy or that girl, you know, and we forget about God. And people can be fixated on my next career, fixated on how can I make more money, fixated on all these sorts of things. And I think it's just like a good question, like, on what are my eyes fixed? Like, an honest, like, self-assessment, close our eyes and just talk to Jesus and be like, what am I focused on? Am I doing it right? Are our eyes fixated on Jesus? The end of that movie that I was telling you about, Mr. Poole, at one time he just loses it with this pious neighbor. And he says, you really think that looking at the face of Christ on my wall is going to solve all your problems? And she just kind of piously smiles and nods. Because maybe it will. We're healthier, we're happier, we're holier when we have our eyes fixed on the face of Christ, which is everywhere. And we might just find that having our eyes fixated on our blessed Lord will fix all of our problems. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.